Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I've often said to you, I hope it is food for you, not just a tidbit, but a good meal for you to be able to draw closer and closer to the Lord. So today is the feast of St. Catherine of Alexandria. She was from the 4th century. And she confounded the emperor's pagan scholars with her defense of Christianity. Think of that. What a powerful woman she must have been. So let's take a look at some of the readings for this. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 6, verses 12 to 28. Some men rushed into the upper chamber of Daniel's home and found him praying and pleading before his God. Then they went to remind the king about the prohibition. "Did you not decree, O king, that no one is to address a petition to God or man for 30 days except to you, O king? Otherwise he shall be cast into the den of lions." And the king answered them, "The decree is absolute, irrevocable under the Mede and Persian law." To this they replied, "Daniel, the Jewish exile has paid no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you issued. 3 times a day he offers his prayer." And the king was deeply grieved at this news, and he made up his mind to save Daniel. He worked until sunset to rescue him. But these men insisted, "Keep in mind, O king, that under the Mede and Persian law, every royal prohibition or decree is irrevocable." So the king ordered Daniel to be brought and cast into the lion's den. To Daniel, he said, "May your God, whom you serve so constantly, save you." To forestall any tampering, the king sealed with his own ring and the rings of the lords the stone that had been brought to block the opening of the den. Then the king returned to his palace for the night. He refused to eat, and he dismissed the entertainers. Since sleep was impossible for him, the king rose very early the next morning and hastened to the lion's den. As he drew near, he cried out to Daniel sorrowfully, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has the God whom you serve so constantly been able to save you from the lions?" And Daniel answered the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and closed the lion's mouth, so that they may not hurt me. I have been found innocent before him. Neither to you have I done any harm, O king." This gave the king great joy. At his order, Daniel was removed from the den, unhurt, because he trusted in his God. The king then ordered the men who had accused Daniel, along with their children and their wives, to be cast into the lion's den. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to the nations and peoples of every language, wherever they dwell on earth, "All peace to you. I decree that throughout my royal domain, the God of Daniel is to be revered, reverenced, and feared. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be without end. He is a deliverer and savior, working signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. And he delivered Daniel from the lion's power." Think of that. What would have been like? You're thrown into the lion's den and the lion doesn't do anything to you. And then he brings all these other people and puts them into the, what should I call it, into the den. And he pours himself on them and kills all of them, but not Daniel. The Lord is with us. This is a time before Christianity was in any way acceptable. But look how God protected those who loved him and followed him. So let us, as the responsorial says, let us give glory and eternal praise to him. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt all above forever. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. May the whole world see the fidelity of those who follow him and obey him. Look at the way he cared for them. They were willing to go to death because of God, and he saved them. Brothers and sisters, he let the others, he threw all the other people around into the den, and they were devoured by the same animals. Why did they pause? Because Jesus gave them the wisdom, the strength, the authority to do it. Jesus loves us. Do you know that? He loves you and he loves me right where we are. We don't have multitudes, although it might feel that way some days. We don't have multitudes following after us. But brothers and sisters, we have difficulties sometimes with people. Ask the Lord, what should I do here? Because I don't want to lose this friendship. Or if you say, oh, well, I don't care. Do you really mean that? Or is it just your anger that's causing you to say you don't care when in reality you do? Turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to do what is right in this situation. Because God is with us. God is with you. He loves you. He doesn't want you to have to fight your friends. He wants to deliver you from anything that is difficult. He wants to bring you safely home to him. He allows some difficulties in life to help us to learn how to prove to God that we are following him, that we love him. My goodness, I love him. I've given my life for him, and I do it freely. Happier than I was even when I began. So brothers and sisters, stand erect, says the scripture, and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. In the face of millions of years, think of that. Your redemption is close at hand. At that time, Jerusalem would be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And we look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Think, brothers and sisters, we don't know when God will come for us, for all of us. We don't know where we'll be. But right now, in our own hearts and souls, say, Lord, if you can, say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my death. And whether it comes now or whether it comes a century from now, just keep praying your prayer that God would protect you and bring you safely home to him. That's what he wants. He wants to bring you safely home to him. No one else can promise us that, only God. Brothers and sisters, how often do you thank God? And today is the feast of Thanksgiving for us here on this earth, in this country. It's our feast of Thanksgiving. We thank everybody who has helped us in any way, but please, please take some time. Think back on your life. What do you have to give to God in thanksgiving for what he has given to you? Please open your heart. Take time as a family around the table, wherever you are, wherever you can gather, and just for a few moments say, Lord, above all and before all, we thank you for giving us life, for giving us this day in which to rejoice. Lord God, may you be praised for your goodness to your people, or whatever words you want to use. But if you use those kinds of words and thank him, God will hear you. God will hear you. And that, isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that what we want to do? We want to give thanks to God. Brothers and sisters, there's so little thanks being given today to anyone. So I'm not just saying this as just a little comment or idea. I'm asking you, let us all this Thanksgiving give him the worship that is due to him. Give him the land of the free here that we live in. Give your life to him and open your heart even more to him that he may love you too. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.